Okay. Evening. So first we want to thank the Irgun Shir Torah. Every year they're arranging shiurim and halacha and shalom bayit in the weeks of the Shevvim. It's a worldwide program. So they should be matzliach weiter all the years, and we should continue to grow in halacha, in middos, in kedusha, and to be the Am Yisrael that we can be. There is a stira in Psukim. It says, Motza Isha Motza Toiv. The person found a wife, he found good, and then there's a posuk, that's a Mishlein, there's a posuk in Koheles, Umoitze Ani Mami Movet Esu Isha, I find Mami Movet more bitter than death, the woman. So a few of the Meforshim explain the stira that motzo isho, if somebody feels that motzo isho, so the Gemara tells us that a person loses, he was ma'avet aveda, he lost aveda, and now he found aveda, he got married, so and he knows that's it, he lost it and he found it, gevaldik. So, and he knows that everything is bashgocha, even though we are young and we make mistakes, and yemi'an urim, but he knows he found his aveda, and that's it, it's an ashamayim, and he's mekabalit, and he's going on with life. So that is motzo isho, motzo toiv. Ma'ash enkin, if it's moitze ani, so a halten eintreffen. Like he's constantly finding. Is she the right one? Isn't she the right one? Did I make a mistake? Is she my basher? He's constantly checking. So ein simcha katur satzekes. There's no simcha katur satzekes. So amela, there's no e simcha like having tzekes. So amela, and then it's not only e simcha. It's not only missing in the simcha, but then it is ma'am imoves. Then it is ma'am imoves. We say Sameach b'Samach Reim Ho Ahuvin K'Samechecha Yitzircho B'Gan Eden Mikedem. So what was the big simcha in Gan Eden Mikedem by Adam and Chavo? Again, they knew that this is the Basher. The rest of the world was animal. It was only one ish, or only one ish. So she knew that's the one, and he knew that's the one. She, the wife, always knows that's the one, and the problem is with the husband. Anyway, so he knew that is the one. So that was that special simcha, the special simcha. So Ela, we have to, in life, we have to understand that, and to live with that, and to appreciate that, and to know that this is my zivuk. So when a person has a child, and they just had the baby, and they go, so at the beginning they take the baby and clean up, whatever, and then they go, they look at the baby, so and then a few times it doesn't look exactly what they expected, it's smaller, it's bigger, it's fuller, it's whatever it is, so a couple never thinks like, so 1 second, there's a nicer one over there, there's a bigger one over there, like you understand that it's Menashe mine. So there are children that are healthier, there are children that are smarter, there are children that are nicer, there are children that are tzaddikim, there are children that nismale abayis kula oiro, and then there are children that nismale abayis kula b'chiyos, like for a few years, is only crying. So, and then we know that everything is nashamayim, and there is a reason, and there is a tachlit, and there is a tafkid, and I have to do my job with this child. So the same thing is that we have to live with emunah and b'leiv sholem to know that this is the right wife. And even though when we look around, we can see there are people that are chushva people, that they don't have it so easy at home. Then there are people that are very pushed to people, and they have a gewaldige, they mamish have a wife, mamish malach. So, but we know that just like in life, the person has got milas, he has got positive qualities, he has got chisreinas, he has got different family situation and different situations in the past. And the situation is parnosa with health and anachat. There's a lot of things in a person's life, and we understand that everything is bashgocha, everything is exactly measured for according to his tafkid and his tafkid. So too, we have to understand, we have to believe, and we have to live with our understanding that whatever the wife of a person is, that is exactly the right one for my tachlit, for my tafkid, to bring it, to bring my, to come to the highest level of my shleimus and to imala my tafkid. Once a person believes that and lives with that, so then he can deal with every situation that comes up and every challenge can be worked out. Okay, so that is one point. The second point is that you speak to your parents. I don't think they went to Shalom Bayit classes. And they know that you have to make it work. There's no other way, and that's the way it has to be. So why is it that nowadays there are so many challenges, and then Rahman al-Islam marriages stop to exist, and once even like 40 years ago, even by the Ummah Sa'ilam, like it was unheard of, like a divorce. And nowadays, by the nations of the world, like a divorce is at a 60-70% rate. So what happened? What is the difference of the past? What is the difference? Why is it different than it is? Why are things different now? Okay. So just to say the first point we said is that we have to the first we said in Shalom Bayit is to know that my wife is the right one for me with all the challenges that there is. It can bring us to our shleimus, to our tachlis. And the second question is, how come that nowadays Shalom Bayit is much more of a challenge than years ago? So years ago, people understood that life is not easy. They understood life is not easy. To put food on the table, to put bread on the table was not an easy challenge. Somebody was born, he knew pretty quickly that that life in Olam Hazeh is connected with a lot of amelus and yigir, a lot of hard work, and with giving, caring for his wife, for the children, etc. Nowadays in America, with Hollywood and with the world of freedom and the pursuit of happiness and a world of plenty, so people sometimes feel that they are the center of the world, and they wish to fulfill his needs and his wishes. And they want to live in Gan Eden, they want to have Gan Eden in the world to come, and they want to have Gan Eden also in this world. I heard from a Talmid Chacham that in America, when I'm talking about America, America is only a few steps before the rest of the world. So whatever is happening here today is tomorrow in the other parts of the world. So I heard from a Talmid Chacham that America is a place of things, a place of possessions. Shopping, getting new things, fun. People are looking for superficial and physical enjoyments, and they live with expectations to be fulfilled, to be happy. So the mail is that I deserve syndrome, magiali, I'm entitled. So that is what is happening in our surroundings. So they say, whatever is happening on the outside, by the Ummah Sa'ilam, by the nations, that is what's happening on the inside, by Amisol, the surrounding effect us also. So, and if somebody lives with that worldview and with that understanding, that I want and I expect and I deserve, etc., so then eventually it's going to bring to disappointment. Especially the way that Hollywood and soap operas, the way they picture relationships between husband and wife and marriage with love and excitement and pleasure and fun and cloud nine and me'in olam abo and a dream world and fantasy, and everything is easy, and everything is about getting and being served and being taken care of and being spoiled. So if that is the picture, so we can understand that the disappointment comes in pretty quickly. And the truth is that they are right. They are right that through marriage a person can reach real ahava, dveikus, v'dovak v'ishtoi, oisher amiti v'nitzri, real happiness, primis v'ke happiness, and me'ein oilam avo. But the way to get it is not with getting, but it is with giving, with hard work, with working on the middle, and shlitus ha-seichel, ala regesh ha-tavoni, to have the seichel, to control the seichel, that the seichel should be stronger than the regesh, the feeling, and rather than getting, it is about serving, caring, and giving and spoiling. That is the way to do it. So we understand that in a world like that, Ashkofus that we see, and then what we see in our surrounding, we understand that, that there are challenges, and it takes a big hakor and a big light to see the truth, and a lot of work to change our worldview if we didn't get it right earlier. Okay, so the Loshon HaRambam in Hilchus in Noshim Perek Tezvov Halacha Yutef is Tzivuch HaChomem Shehei Odom Mechabed Es Ishto Yoyse Megufoy, that the person should be Mechabed, should respect his wife more than he respects himself. He won't go into that. The Oyhava Kegufoy, and he should love her like himself. In Yeshle Momoin, and if he has possessions, he has got money, ma'abe b'toivoso kli memoinoi, he should be ma'abe b'toivoso, he should take care of her, kifi memoinoi, according to his abilities. V'lo yatil oleh emo yiseiro, he should not create lo yatil oleh. Shouldn't put on her excessive fear. That was good. Shouldn't put on her excessive fear. He should talk to her nicely. He should not be sad, depressed, nervous. He shouldn't be angry. He shouldn't be annoyed. He shouldn't be a complaining person. Once husband came home, and mamish the house, he opened the door and he tripped on clothes and on coats and on toys and on mamish, like the house looked like it was hit by a tornado. And he goes from one room to the next, and it's not getting better, it's getting worse, and mess and dishes and food and the table. So finally he comes and he finds his wife in one of the rooms. She sits on the chair and she reads a book. Like, he asks her, like, everything all right? He says, you know, you remember the last few days you asked me, what did I do the whole day? Today I didn't do it. So, the kisser, even if a woman is at home the whole day with the children and she doesn't work, to run the household and the children and to take care of everything that has to be taken care of, it's a full-time job, even without working. And she works hard, and I don't think too many of us would be interested in changing her day. To send her to Kirill and to stay home with the children, to forget about the day, take 2 hours anyway. So we do need to appreciate and to thank her, and they work hard, and we have to help her out with the household, with the children. Every woman has got her abilities and her challenges and her limitations, and we have to do what we need to do. And especially if the woman is also out to help with making a living, so then for sure there's a lot to be thankful about. So I want to read you a little piece from the Kuntres from Reb Chaim Friedlander. It's called Yedat Ki Sholom Ohelecho. So he brings So I want to read it inside. Maybe I'll just read the, I'll just touch it, even though it's beautifully written. And my English is not going to be as beautiful as his Lashon Kodesh. So he brings from the letter of the Chazon Ish, one line, one half line. Teva shelo, the nature of a woman lis aneg al cheino be'ino. The nature of the woman is lis aneg, to enjoy finding favor in her eye, in his eye. The elav enehu nesuah. So Menachem, how would you touch that? Elav enehu nesuah.
To him, her eyes are listed.
Okay, the kitzur, she's mamish looking out. She enjoys to find favor in the eyes of the husband, and she always looks up to him to see if it's working. We'll get to that later on. But he has a. You're right. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in the woman the trait in order that she should be able to fulfill her obligation b'shleimut. So when Hashem said, "Ese loy ezer kenegdoi," I'm going to make an ezer kenegdoi for the husband. So Hashem is not only telling us what He wants to do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and established. But this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created and established the nature of the woman. That her whole mahut, her whole essence is Ezer Kenegdoi. She wants to be Ezer, she wants to be helpful to him. She wants to help him. That Isha Tishukoseh. So that is also the pshat that by the Klola, even though that's two different parshas, the Ezer Kenegdoi and the Klola, but we won't go into it right now. But Isha Tishukoseir, to your husband is your desire. As called the Tzayna Himuchuvenes Klapi Isha, all her wishes, her wants, are directed to her husband. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her that she'ifa, that aspiration. Nisha Iplases her to Tzayn Baalo. This is what the woman wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu instilled in her. That this is what she wants. She wants to do Rotten Bala. She wants to be a Ezel. She wants to serve him. She wants to help him. Yoyser Al Kain. More than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her Hargoshat Svius Rotten. He gave her a Hargosha of feeling happy and fulfilled. To be a Ezel connector of Lasis et Rotenas. If she feels that she can be a Ezer and she can do his wish and he's happy, she feels the Sviyas Rotsan, a very big happiness and fulfillment. Ki ra kach yecholu lemala es choyvos habat b'choso. Only through Hashem giving her that's the only way that she can be memale her choyver, her tafkit, her obligation. Okay, because of that, u'ishu mitzad petomit v'ishu mitzad ba'ala. Because of that, the woman always is waiting for confirmation from the husband. Am I the Ezer Kenegdoi? Is he happy with me? So that's why Teva Sheloli is Aneik Al Cheino Be'eino. That's why her nature is Lis Aneik, to enjoy, to find favor in his eyes. And that's why Elov Enel Nesuoi Tate Mashma. So she always looks up to him and waits in two ways. Number one, Kol Maasel Nasim Ba'ifin She's Kavu Be'inav. All her actions are done in a way that it should be accepted by him. It should make him happy. Kim Shirutzayin Liyos LeEzer. She wants to be an Ezer for him. So everything is done in that way. He Gam Istakeles Boy. She also looks at him. Ktilimsoy Befonov. Ubitvorov, she looks at him in order to find on his face, a facial expression, Ubitvorov, in his words, issue, a confirmation, she's looking for confirmation that he's happy with her deed, and she gets filled with happiness and enjoyment, when she finds the confirmation that she found favor in his eyes. Because of that, he continues, the husband has to help her in order that she should be able to fulfill her aspiration to do his wish, his will, and to be a connector. And that's why he has got the obligation, lishtadel, which is the lotion of the Chazanish, lishtadel haris avo v'kiruv. So it is his obligation to show avo, love, and kiruv, closeness. And he continues, Friedlander continues, that the dogish over here in the Chazanish is laharois, to show. So he said it's not enough that he finds favor in his heart, that she finds favor in his heart to him, and that in his heart he loves her. Or it's not even enough if he told her once or two times, as the wife asked the husband, like, do you love me? She said, yeah, for sure, why do you ask? He said, like, you didn't tell me lately. He said, when we got married, I told you, and then if there's no change, I'll let you know if there's a change. So the kitzur, that does not work. She constantly needs that, and we have all of Mutelet HaKhoibu Lishtade LaHaroiz Abo V'Kiru, to constantly show that love and closeness, and that he's happy. Umechuyev LaHaroiz Tomid, he constantly has to show Abo V'Kiru, because that is the confirmation that Magia Lo, that she has, she deserves, because of the She'ifa Tamidis, because of constantly the aspiration and that she has to be Ezer Kenegdoi. So I think it's a beautiful piece. It's time. It's a Rachmon. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created that a man is self-sufficient. And like the Gaon and the Rishonim, they explain it, that like it could have been even with that's the end?
No.
Oh, okay. So it could have been even that the husband and wife were one group, the front and the back, and they could have children, and it could have even worked like that. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Dafke that should be seen in the Bria. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving, the whole Bria is giving a chesed, so husband and wife have to be given. So maybe they have to be separated and then eventually to come together, and so maybe they should be given. So, but the husband, as Chazal tells us, the Gemara Yevamos, like we get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I do Rosh Hashem, I try to do the right thing, and then and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with us. But just the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to us, that's the way we are to the wife. So, but Hashem is doing a good job. Hashem is Hashem. And but the wife is telling the husband. So if the husband comes in and he doesn't see and he doesn't appreciate and doesn't say a good word and doesn't show that he enjoys her and that he loves her and that he enjoys all the things and he appreciates everything she's doing, she's mamish. It's mamish a terrible rachmon. So because of that, it's important to always show a happy face and to show that he's happy from her and from her actions at home and with the children. And it's important that you should try to constantly see all the things that are going on, every detail in the house, the way the food was today was a different spice than yesterday, and how she cleaned up this room today, and etc. And it's nothing wrong, and a lot of times the husband is going to miss a lot of things that she did, because like we are a few times somewhere else, and a few times we're not into all those details. A few times. Anyway, so there's nothing wrong to ask the wife that, look, I appreciate so much everything that you're doing, but a few times, like, I just I find out a few weeks later, like, oh, you did the wash, you did, like, I've got fresh laundry, I've got new shirt. A few times, I don't realize. So do me a favor, let me know different things that you did. I must appreciate that. I feel bad not to express appreciation, but seeing that husbands, like, the eyesight is 1-1 instead of 20-20 a lot of the time. Anyway, so there's nothing wrong to ask, even if she won't say, but at least she knows that the husband wants to appreciate. And it's very important that the husband should always give compliments to the wife about her looks, about her actions in the house, the children, the sidur habayit, etc. Because the ma'aser manage her life. Stifler says, Mashgiach in Kamenitz, Reb Aaron Rav Stern, what was the name? Ramesh Hanstern, yeah. So he said the three A's in English: appreciation, attention, and affection. So, and he brought from the Stifler that if her husband doesn't do it, it's mamish a question of pikuach nefesh. She can get zerbrochen, she can get depressed, she can get sick. It's not to believe. That's her life, and we have to do what we have to do. There's an American person that went to Eretz Yisrael, and you go to Eretz Yisrael, you go to Tzadikim, Gedolim, Brochev. So he went to Binyamin Zilber in Bnei Brak. So Binyamin Zilber, the Chazon Ish, called him Binyamin HaTzadik. The kids, we're talking about somebody on a serious level. So he came and he asked him for Brochev. So Rabbi Yom Zilver told him, I can give you a brocha on this, I can give you a brocha on that, I can give you a brocha on this, I can give you. I cannot give you a brocha on Shalom Bayit. Why not? He said, Shalom Bayit, you don't need a brocha. Rak tzarich levater al hakol. Shalom Bayit, you don't need a brocha. Just be mevater on everything. So that was a good brocha. But the brocha didn't help. He has to do work hard to make it happen. Another brocha that is a known thing, that a lot of times it's kedai to be miyayit, asil achorav. Like a few times there are people that whenever there is something that they cannot work out, they go together to somebody, and even if they don't go together, if one only goes to somebody, here outside view. So at home you've got the negiyas, the nitzochem, like you say, I say, you're right, I'm right, I want to show you that I'm right, I'll prove you that I'm right. You go to somebody on the side, as Rabbi Nyoni says, it's one of the milos of a chaver, a friend is that, like, he doesn't have your negiyas. So you want to eat ice cream that's not with such a good health. And then you say, no, yes, no, and you ask your friend. So he's fast on the ice cream, he's not going to eat it anyway, so he can tell you not to do it. So also with Shalom Bayis, like a few times, somebody speaking it over, someone on the side, you can just see the whole thing in a total different way. The Meister, like the Rabbonim, the Gedolim, are very concerned that lately there's a big change in the last 20 years, but the Yehudi Sadeus is quick. There's a big change lately about Shalom Bayis and different things, the way things are dealt with, etc. So they push very hard that Chassanim nowadays should not only go for Hadrochen, Hilche, Da'alochev, and not only to have the 2 days before the wedding a Chosn Shmuz, but to get mamish hadrocha in Yone Bayis, had to live with a female roommate, which is very different than a male roommate. So and they wrote kuntrus for rabbonim and people that do that. But I meyayid that people that get married, that they should do the kuntrus from Rav Olbe for chassanim, from Rav Chaim Friedlander. Is a very good sefer that's recommended by a lot of big, serious Talmid Chachomim from Rav Sholom Arush, the Gan HaSholem, which is something new. But so, and I tell young Chotan that to read those three books, to read it over, to have it cleared daily in the Katzila, or a few times a week, and to go over it from before his Chasana till after the Chasana two times. Because in the beginning you read it and everything is so precious, like you can manage to read 20 pages a day. And once you get married, and especially a week later, a month later, 3 months later, whatever, and then like every line becomes such a whole Aveda. So, but then you can start, and I feel that Lamaisa, one of the Ikr Tafkidim of a person in this world, is Ben Olam Chaveiro. The Ikr Ben Olam Chaveiro that our Taflit, our Nisayon in this world, is the wife, and then the children. So Mamela, like we put in so much effort in Menodam Amokhain, and Menodam Chaveiro will do so many things. If somebody sees that it's not so pushed, you should have a fears on learning goes forward. If somebody comes to me with those in Yonin, one of the first things is to have him make a Seder by himself, or with the Rebbe, or with the Tamtrochem, or with the Chavrusa, to learn those things. And Mamish, I saw gewaldige changes with that. Somebody once came to me, and the matzav was not very rosy. And we spoke a little bit, and I was the item to read. It was needed, like the heavy duty, so we gave him the Sefer of Rav Arush. Came back in a week, and he said he finished it. He didn't see too many chidushim. So I understood why the Shalom Bayis was not so good. So I told him I want to make up a time for 10 minutes. And we read in the very early in the Sefer for 10 minutes a few lines. And I told him that over there he has got, and I asked him, so you do this, you do that. So he had homework for the next 3 months. So the kitzur, we're not talking like you want to learn Shabbat al-Peh, you learn Shabbat al-Peh. If you have a good memory, a photographic memory, look at it, you know it, and finish. To learn on Inyone Bayis, it's not the idea to remember, and every time that your wife says, oh yeah, this, he says it also, and page so and so. That's not the idea. The idea is Ashivoisel Babecho, to take it to heart and to do Shinu Masa, to change. A lot of times we see that couples that had the potential to be a good couple, and mamish little narishkeiten happen that could have been able to be arranged in such an easy way. But they didn't talk to anybody, didn't ask anybody, and everybody knows that they know better, and it snowballed into such big challenges, and that should not happen. So in Ovid, Rabbi Omer, Izuhi derech ishor shiver loy ha'odam, kol shi tiferes loy tzeo v'tiferes loy min ha'odam. So tiferes loy min ha'odam. So ha'odam, the Iker Ha'odam and the Iker Ben Odom Chaveiroi that we are going to be measured with is not the neighbor and not the mailman and not the bus driver. It's going to be the wife and then the children, as the Chaim Vital says. And at home, it's the closest and it's covered, and there's a possibility. Potential of controlling and chaos and pachat and fear. So that is the main place where tiferes lo min ha'odam, where a person has to work on himself. The husband can, it's mamish up to the husband to create to the wife a life in Gan Eden in this world. And it's mamish up to the husband to create for her a life, achmon etzlon, mamish, ki mam emoves, for her, and according to what he creates for his wife, which is the Medina of Ben Odom Chaveiroi, that's the preparation that he does for the world to come in the whole world of Ben Odom Chaveiroi. And Lamaisa, we know that it's not shyach to have a good Ben Odom Amokim if the Ben Odom Chaveiroi is not right. So really, it's not shyach to have a good Ben Odom Amokim the right way is at home, initially, it's not the right way. And somebody was willing to put in effort to work on that, so he'll be zeichet to gvaldig yitzchak tishmaya and a bocha in this world and in the world to come. Okay, now we'll discuss a little bit in Yonit Tzniyus, so we understand those are all very delicate and sensitive and intimate things, but we all married and we have to steig in every aspect on our life. The truth is that we're not saying any chidushin, and we constantly need to remember and to be mitchazek, and we're all in the same parsha. And chizuk is always a good thing in every aspect in Ruchnius and also in Inyan Bayis. So I'm not saying any of my own things from Soren. There's a Gvaldig Sefer Mishkan Yisroel, Gvaldig Sefer on all those Inyanim and explaining Kedusha and levels, etc. The highest level of Kedusha in those Inyanim, as we'll see in Kabbalah and the Gaon, is Achdus and Shleimus and Ahavo. That is for sure the first 150 steps of Kiddush. Okay, so the Kitzur we saw before, the Gabi Sholom Bayis, that in Yone Bayis, that the Tafkit of the husband is to be a Ish. A Ish is a Mashpia, the one who is giving. The Ish is like the Shemesh, like the sun, who is giving the light, and the Isha, she is the Mekabele, she is the one who is receiving the Hashpor, the influence, and she is like the Yoreach, like the moon. So the light of the moon is not her own light, that is the light that she gets from the Shemesh, that is the Tafkid of the husband, to be the Shemesh, and to give light to the Yoreach. We live in a world, in a fever, where a lot of the men change to be a woman, and they want to be a mekabel, and they want to change the wife to be a nesenes, that she should be a nesenes, she should give, and he should receive, he should get. But the tachlis is that we should give, we should make her happy, we should bring her fulfillment in her life. And if we do what we need to do to bring her fulfillment, she's going to be happy, and nothing is going to be missing by him either. So if that's the case in Sholom Bayis, so for sure when we talk about high issues, private life, intimate life, so for sure it has to be like that, because in the world of intimacy, so the husband is the mazriya, he's the one who gives the zera, and the woman is the nizra, she's the one who gets the zera and eventually carries the pregnancy and brings the child to the world. But again, he's the shemesh, she's the mashpia, he's the one who gives, and she's the mekabelet, the yorea, she's the one who gets. So mamela, the way to give, for the husband to give, is lesamcho ledvar mitzvah, so that the ichud, the oneness, the zivuk, the issues when the husband and wife are in the ultimate oneness together, so it should be lesamcho ledvar mitzvah, she should be happy, she should be fulfilled, she should be happy and fulfilled. Rav Olber, in Alei Shur, in the first chelek, he has a mikhtav. He has got a letter to Yeshiva Bocher who writes him a question about tigers, how to deal with tigers. So Rav Olber brings over there from the Mekubel, Rav Moshe Kordoviro and Talmud Dvoiro. So you can see the Harichus, but we will go just the kit to what we need. That the Yetzer Toiv is Nivra L'Tzorich Atmoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yetzer Toiv for my needs. To take the Yetzer Toiv and to work with it. Yetzer hora is nivra l'tzorich ishtoi. The yetzer hora that a person has was created for his wife, which means it doesn't belong to me. If I've got tavis achila, I've got tavis moment, that's not for me to use. That belongs to my wife. So imagine the husband would come home and she prepared a nice meal, and for him it doesn't make a difference if he is eating offal for eifer or good chicken soup. So never the wife worked so hard and she put in this and those, and whenever we go to the simcha, either we talk to our friends in learning, or we talk in Afkonas, and the women talk about recipes. So imagine, and the recipe doesn't make any difference to you the same as you would eat a piece of earth. So that's why he has gone Tavis Achiv. So it doesn't really belong to him. Okay, Letzurch. So the Shayetahor Nivra Letzurch Ishtoi, U Letzurch Ishtoi Yo'erer Yitzchö Benachar. So when Tzurch Ishtoi, his wife has got need, so Yo'erer Yitzchö Benachar. So open up the faucet. He can open a faucet that he used for the firefighters. It comes out with such a power. But then you can open the faucet a little bit. So use a little bit in order to give what she needs to have. You're going to Al-Bisha. She wants clothing. So get some interest in clothing, in money. Go make some money. Letakin lo abayis. She wants to have a little bit of a house. So look into the tiles, into carpeting, like color for the wall, like Yo'eru Yitzchö Benachas, and all the other chiyuvim, Sheiruk Susa Vainoso. So that belongs to his wife, and that's the place. So the kitzur comes out, the Yetzer Hara, the Tavos, the Tanugim, the physical enjoyments are not given for the husband, that's given for the wife. And the husband should be Mo'ere Benachas, to use a little bit in order to fulfill her needs. So the husband has to see to it that in Yone Tzniyus, in Yone Ishus and Ichud, in the Oneness, that the woman should be interested, she should be Misave, she should want, she should be happy, and she should be fulfilled. And that's why there's the mitzvah of Pius, that can be creative. And if she's going to be happy, he's going to be happy. If he's going to be happy and he doesn't care about her happiness, so it's not going to work for her, and it's going to be very painful for her. She's going to feel that she's used and misused, and it's not going to work for him either. So the Mishnah Yisrael brings from the Zohar. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyre V'lo Nimtze Elo Be'echot. It's a gewaltige Chizuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, in a home, Ish V'Isha Shechina B'neihem, we're not talking like Ish V'Isha, they share the same roof, Shechina B'neihem. No. That's not yet the Shechina. The Shechina doesn't need your roof. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyre V'lo Nimtze Elo Be'echot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoyre, and he is where there is echot. The emotai niko odam echot. When is a person called echot? Beshoshu nimtzu b'chibu zocho nekeivo u'miskadesh b'gdusha al-yoyno u'miskaven l'iskadesh. When is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyre? When is echot? When is echot? If there is a husband and wife b'chibu, when they are together with the rotten of g'dusha al-yoyno and they want to be miskadesh. Oz hu sholem, then there is shleimus, v'nikra echot v'lo chisom. Whatever that means, then there is echot without a chisom. Echot without a chisom, you find Hashem is echot, and you find ichud over here. Okay. Mishum kach tzorich odom l'sameach ishtei bo'is ha'shor, and that's why a person has to be, we are talking a Targum of the Zohar, that's why a person has to be l'sameach, has to make his wife happy at that time, to prepare that she should be with him, should have the same wish, the same want, the same feeling. They should both be in it together. And when they're both one, b'nefesh u'beguf, not only in body but also in soul and in spirit, then as HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyre Be'echot, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shoyre by them, U'mafkit Neshoma Kedoshu Bo'yse Echot, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts holy Neshoma in that Echot, and that the Heima Nikroim Bonov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and those are called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we know that is even if a woman is pregnant, and even if she's not going to have children anymore, or she's already older, or whatever it is, every echot is tikkunim in neshamos. That is, we know that from the Sfarim, we know that from Zohar. Okay. Okay, now from the Vilna Gaon. Ikar Ados Chazal al Kedusha who issued. So we are not going into that. The flight that there are people that think that Kedusha in the Bais is Kedusha is Prishus and Kedusha is etc. things like that. So Mamela. So I don't think that is so much the issue in our Kehillah, so we won't go into that. But is Ikar Adorat Chazal al Kedusha to issue the Kedusha in the husband and wife unity? Hilishomer miteisha midos. The Kedusha that we're talking about is not talking about like chatting malochim and like thinking and learning. I'm not saying that those are not things that could be, but. The first level of Kedusha is Lishoma and Lishoma Miteisha Midoy. Chazal in Gemara Nedorim talk about the Teisha Midoy, that is, there's unity, but it's not done right. So then, we'll see in a second. So then, the children that come out from those, that Zivuk is the Gumim, that is not the right children. And again, we're talking even if that's not going to create children. It's a begam, it's a big begamim in the world. Ukshem shemidot elu hem shoyresh ha-tumah, and just like those teisha midot is the source of tumah in the house, kach zihirus ha-yeseira behem yishoyresh ha-kedusha. So the opposite, if we are careful with the ideas of the anti-teisha midot, that is the shoyresh of kedusha. What are the teisha midot that we're talking about? We'll mention a few later. But Hayesoid Amishutah, the idea, the common denominator. Wow, that's a good word. The common denominator of the Tisha Midas is Shechoser b'mata chibur et hatzad hanafshi shiloi b'daat uberotzen. The Tisha Midas is that it's missing in the chibur when the husband and wife is together. The bodies are there together. But the spirit and the soul and the das and the rotten and the avo is missing. And what Hashem wants is that the chibur should be beritzui uba'avo, with warmth, with happiness, and with love. And if there is ritzui and avo, then we're not talking about a physical act, we're talking about a spiritual act and a shomadik act. The Menorah Hamoyer says that k'sheu ish v'ishu ahavim zeh zeh, when the husband and wife love each other, m'shamshim b'pius, and they are in the oneness of the marriage, b'pius, with closeness, umachavnim, and they have in mind sheit mehem zera hogun, that righteous children should come out. Hakadosh Baruch Hu imal mishaloisam v'yoytzi mehem bonim agunim. But if it's missing in that closeness, so then that brings down the action upergemet es hazera, and that is pregim lezera. What are a few of the teisha midot? B'nei tznuo, that there is a sinner. So whatever level that there is no ichud, it's not a oneness, there's no love, there's no tshuka, there's no strong avo between the couple, and there is a togetherness in gold, something is missing. B'nei merivo, they had an argument. Okay, you have an argument, and that... No. There is something is missing in the closeness. B'nei grushet halev, in the heart, the heart is not in the right place. B'nei shichu, like he's drunk. So it's not in the heart. We're not talking over here about closeness. We're talking over here about different addictions. So there's addictions to wine and there's other addictions. But there's, again, there's no chibu, there's no closeness, there's no avo. So the Rambam, the way the Rambam learns those things, that that a person, when he's with his wife, he cannot think about Isha Acheres. But the Ram says that we're talking that once people were married to more women. So he's with one wife and he's thinking about his other wife. That's also wrong. Because this is the wife, this is the relationship, this is now the Ichud, and has to be totally into that. In Chazal you find that the Katrila de Ketayim, husband and wife, to be together in the middle of the night, because in the beginning of the night you hear people, you hear noises outside, people can think of other things in the end of the night. Again, different things are already happening. So maybe the mind can be thinking of, it can be somewhere else. It's going to be missing the yichud and the avo hashleimu. B'nei anuso shleyovo yoleh bal kocho. The Rambam says that he shouldn't be with his wife when she is not interested, or if she mamish doesn't want, but she's scared of him. So that is b'nei anuso. So anyway, So the kitzur, what we saw is that just very short. The nekudas, what we saw is that the first yisoid in shalom bayis is to know that our wives, that is the right one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepared her by emunah, and through her I'm going to be able to achieve my tafkid, my taflis, and my shleimus in this world, and all the middos that I have to work on. And we saw that the sviva, the surrounding, and that people feel that they are the center of the world, and they deserve, and they are the entitled from a mela, that brings about also the disappointment in marriages. So that's why the challenge is so much stronger. We saw teva shalolis aneg al cheno be'enov ve'elov ener nesuois, that she was created to want to fulfill his retainers, his wishes. So Mela, if we can give that to her and show her the appreciation, the attention, the affection, the respect, the and complimenting her, and so that is mamish, we can create the Olam Habo, the Gan Eden, in this world for the wife. And we saw that the Dusha in Yone issues is the oneness, the closeness, the avo, and that is by seeing to it mainly that she should be happy, and seeing to it that the wife should have what she needs, her needs should be met, and then if her needs are going to be met, everybody is going to be happy, and if it's not like that, it's going to be chotu b'shleimus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help. B'shtakol have a chizuk in Yone Sholem at home, and once we will be a Sholem, V'yadatki Sholem O'olecho, so that will be Sholem and Artus and our children, and in Am Yisrael will be Zeche Tegulus in Yeshua's Amen.
Did the whole thing?